This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Do you guys like Coke?
More so than Pepsi.
Okay.
You mean the drug or the drink?
The drink, dude.
Either way.
This is a family show,
classic
Steve.
Classic Coca-Cola is delicious.
Actually, I say yes to both.
I mean, I used to drink so much of it. I don't anymore. But I every once in a while, you go, going to McDonald's to get the best Coke in the game.
No kidding, dude. That's an absolute fact. But did you know that there was more that you could do with it than to drink it? There's actually a handful of different uses.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things you had no idea you could do with Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Coke has come in handy on more than one occasion when I've been out in a rural, nondescript plot of overgrown, abandoned land. I needed to gain access to a storage shed where I had a few things stashed. The padlocks were quite rusty. Dip those in a cup of Coke, and success. Unrelatedly, of course, it turns out Coke helps get out lots of stains, including dried blood. You never know when you're going to find yourself in an adverse situation where a Coke really comes in handy.
Indeed.
Mike, what have you used Coca-Cola for other than drinking it?
That's a very short list, Miles.
Well,
I mean, you use it as a kid. You use it with, baking soda to make your volcano explode?
There you go.
You put a Mento in it. Watch that explode.
Watch that explode. Yep.
Basically, I either drink it or watch it explode.
Okay.
How about you, Miles?
You cook with it. You marinate with it, barbecue-wise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like ribs?
Sure. You put meatloaf, anything to break down meat. Coca-Cola is great. The other thing, believe it or not, I used to wash my stepfather's car before the days of Armor All and before the days of all that stuff. Coca-Cola was, he used to give me a flat can of Coca-Cola to wipe and clean the tires because it would erode the first level of rubber on the outside and they'd be shiny black, much like Armor All.
Indeed.
So clean the black part of the tires, you know, like the white walls, all that stuff with Coca-Cola, and then hose it off and...
Good work.
It was like black.
Okay. So there's actually a lot more than 10 on there. So give me a yay or nay as well as if you guys are willing to try this. Also, don't take any of this to heart. Test it before you actually use it because there's some wild stuff out here. So don't quote me on any of this. But these are things that you had no idea that you could do with Coca-Cola. Miles, to your point as far as cooking, add it to a Sloppy Joe mix.
Yep.
Oh.
Anything with meat.
I heard that. That sounded fantastic, actually.
I would not go chicken, but beef I know for
probably
sure.
Not. A lot of times where people, like brown sugar is a part of the recipe. If it's something savory, so a lot of ribs, chili, you name it. Coke is a fine substitute.
And a lot of them do call for maple syrup. I wonder if that's also kind of the same
vein
there.
Mm-hmm.
Removing marker stains. It'll help remove permanent marker stains and pen marks.
See, I'd always
I wish I'd known that when the kids were younger.
I always go clear. Sprite, you know, vinegar.
Okay.
Like, you know, ginger ale.
Would it get it out of carpets? I don't see why not.
Are you having an issue with that?
Yeah, I've been coloring on the carpet. I got all fired up. One of my bedroom got crazy.
Ted's doing them adult coloring books. Helps really calm his mind on Saturday night.
It is. It's what I do. Except last Saturday, after Formula Oon, I told my buddy, I said, I got to go in the room and color. Just chill out. I'll be back.
Doing it inside the lines now. Body lotion. A spoonful full of Coca-Cola with regular lotion can give skin a silky look.
Really?
Apparently.
Have you ever wanted to look silky?
I've heard about washing your hair with beer, but I've never heard of that.
Why would you waste beer?
I would not.
When it goes flat.
Oh, gotcha.
Women used to, whatever.
Sometimes on the weekend, I wash my hair with beer.
Yeah.
Intentionally?
Yeah, just kind of, wash all the hair on my head. And maybe if it slips down to my mouth. Whoops.
Oopsie daisy. Lawn care. Combined with other unusual ingredients can help a lawn. A can of Coca-Cola, a can of beer, and a half cup of liquid dishwashing soap, along with a half cup of household ammonia and a half cup of mouthwash will keep a lawn green. The soap helps the mix penetrate the roots, and then ammonia promotes growth to keep a lawn green. That's according to Widespread.
I do know beer helps with slugs. They love that S.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, well, it kills them.
I know, but they can't help it. If you put out a little bowl of beer, they'll get in there.
Coca-Cola cake.
Coca-Cola cake.
Yeah. I mean, I'd try it. Like, you have Coca-Cola. There's, like, fried Coca-Cola at state fairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
An oil remover. The phosphoric acid in Coca-Cola proves tough on oil stains around the garage. Pour some room temperature Coca-Cola over a stain. Let it soak overnight and soak it up the next day by blotting the area.
Huh.
There you go. Also, right there behind it, paint remover. They also have a coin polisher in there. So basically, it's corrosive enough to where it'll do that.
Oh, it'll eat a nail.
You bet. And you remember all those deals they put up there, like, look what it did to this nail. Imagine what it's doing to your insides.
So, yeah.
My favorite counter to that was, look what this water did to this pipe. Imagine what it's doing to your insides.
All right.
Dude, that's pretty good. I never thought about that. Like, I don't rust.
It's a chemical reaction, dude. Things act differently. You have acid in your stomach that if you touch it, it's going to hurt like a bitch. But your stomach can actually take it.
You know, the FDA does a good enough job that they're like, you can't really just sell people corrosive crap to drink.
Right.
If it did that much damage, they'd be like, we're going to pull this off the market.
You're right. It still blows my mind that there's acid in my stomach doing good. But if it gets out, I'm going to die.
Exactly. Do you know what that acid is? Do you know what protects your stomach from that acid?
Liver?
The same crap coming out of your nose. Yeah. It is mucus.
The boogers?
Mucus. Mucus.
Yeah.
Huh. It's just snot that's lined in your stomach, and that's what keeps it from burning itself.
That's why snot does not get the recognition it deserves.
Absolutely.
Right? The reason your stomach doesn't eat through you is because of the snot.
It's not recognized.
It's not recognized.
Damn it, man. Again, these are the things that you never knew that you could do idea with No idea that you could do with Coca-Cola. A compost invigorator. A sluggish compost pile can be energized with a shot of Coca-Cola. Citric acid is going to spur decomposition.
I thought a compost invigorator is just getting your buddy all hopped up on coffee or something. Get out there and get that compost going, fella.
Yes, out there. Dishwasher. Much like removing rust, Coca-Cola can clean up cast iron skillets in a jiffy.
Okay.
Color fader. It's believed to have the ability to lighten hair. A gum remover. Since Coca-Cola contains phosphoric acid, it neutralizes the stickiness of the gum.
I can't believe we can ingest this stuff.
I know, right?
All these things. Antifreeze. Wonderful.
Bug control.
Jesus.
Window cleaner.
Bug control.
Yeah, bug control.
I figured it'd bring the ants in.
The sweet syrup and other soft drinks attracts ants, which feed on the larvae of pests that plague crops. A 2004 article by BBC News said farmers in India turned using soft drinks as pesticides because they were cheaper than pesticides. So I think it does attract them, but then it kills them after
it kills
them,
yeah.
Window cleaner. Citric acid works like other cleaning products. Soothe a jellyfish sting. Now, wasn't that one that it's just you need to kind of increase blood flow to the area? That's why, peeing on it worked because it temporarily kind of
acid.
Warmed it.
Back to acid.
Back to the acid, the acidity of it all. Not that the pee itself actually did anything with it, but neutralizing skunk odor. Again, these are things that you had no idea that
wish
you could do with Coca-Cola.
I had known that. Yes.
Why did I don't know that?
No kidding. Thank God you don't ever have to use this one.
Tomato juice.
Miles, tenderizing meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Back to the ribs. Back to the brisket.
The acidity can tenderize the meat. They also say to make a barbecue sauce with it, which as soon as I read this, like that makes perfect
also,
sense.
Also, don't be afraid to use root beer, Dr. Pepper, all those things.
100%. Somebody here says at Arby's we used to clean the metal parts with Coca-Cola overnight.
Doesn't shock me.
Which makes sense.
Does not shock me.
They got the meats.
Cleaning eyeglasses.
Huh.
It's basically it's the same property as the window cleaner.
Bees going to sting me right between my...
Damn it! Cleaning milk stains from clothes. I don't know why you have a whole lot of milk stains on your clothes, but hey, use some Coca-Cola
and
get rid of that.
Milk doesn't stain.
But then the number one thing that you can do that you had no idea that you could do with Coca-Cola. Cleaning the toilet bowl.
Oh, really? All right.
Yep. It's a picture that circulated around the internet for some time, and it turns out the Coca-Cola can indeed clean rust spots on your toilet. The slight acidity of Coca-Cola can remove stains of all kinds.
What about those turd stains, you know?
That should come off with the brush, Steve.
It should. You ever have one of those tough ones? It's like, damn, dude.
No kidding.
How sticky was this turd?
That one that survived like three, you know.
I peed on it. Exactly. I flushed it. Finally, they're like, okay.
All right. Get the brush.
I give up.
Get the brush out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.